of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
First off on the programme, I would love to get your your opinions on this. The government and the Minister for Health, Simon Harris, has announced that he is to push ahead with minimum pricing of alcohol, despite the fact that it's not going to be brought in the north. They were planning to do it at the same time as the north, but because there's no assembly up there at the minute, it's not going to happen up north anytime soon. But minimum pricing of alcohol is to be brought in here in the Republic. You can walk into many off licences or supermarkets in Dublin, and when they have special deals on, you could buy a tray of beer for 24 or 26 euro if they're doing a good deal, which is great. However, due to the new laws, you will not be able to do that anymore. Question is this a good thing or a bad thing? Are you a supporter of low-price alcohol? Or do you think that cheap booze is killing this country and turning us into alcoholics? As I said, the big news today is that the government is planning to push ahead with alcohol price increases and bring in laws on minimum alcohol pricing. However, it's feared that Simon Harris's insistence on pushing ahead with the minimum unit pricing here in the Republic could lead to shoppers crossing the border in search of cheap drink. Now, if pushed through, the proposal could see alcohol prices in the Republic raised by around 1 euro per standard drink. The idea is aimed at tackling binge drinking. And so, for example, you will regularly see offers in supermarkets of 24 cans of beer for 24 or 26 euro. Well, under these new laws, a tray of beer would cost a minimum of about 40 euro. Regardless of what type of beer it is. And I'd love to hear from you on this on 6797981. Should we have a minimum pricing of alcohol? The idea is to stop people buying cheap drink and getting pissed. Regardless of whether it's Dutch Gold or Heineken or whatever, there would be a minimum price on beer, on spirits and everything else. So I want to find out a little bit more about this. And I'm joined by Padraig Crimmin, who is the CEO of the Vintners Federation of Ireland. Padraig, welcome to 98FM.
Good morning, Adrian.
Padraig, explain to our listeners, if you will, just very briefly, how this works, minimum alcohol pricing.
It's relatively simple. It's the volume of liquid in the bottle or the can multiplied by the strength of the alcohol multiplied by a factor, and then it's 10 cent per gram. It's basically 10 cent per gram of alcohol in the container. And you're right, I suppose, if you look at the effect it would have, is that your can of beer would be probably somewhere in the order of 170. Your bottle of your standard bottle of, say, vodka, 700 mils of vodka, 37.5% strength, would be around 20-21 euro. Bottle of whiskey at 40% would be about 22-23 euro. I think there's a couple of things that need to be said. The first thing is probably that we're dealing here with reports rather than anything concrete. The second thing is that I suspect that the minister has been very frustrated by the antics of the supermarkets before Christmas, in the run into Christmas, where they were selling product at less than the combined VAT and excise.
So give me an example of what they were doing. I know, for example, I bought before Christmas a 24 cans of Budweiser for 24 euro.
Yeah, you could have bought them for 20 euro. The most extreme case I saw was a bottle of Captain Morgan that was selling at 10 euro.
Really?
Yeah. Now, if you look at that, the actual excise and VAT on that bottle was 12 euro 30. Which means that before any production cost, distribution cost, marketing cost, etc., there was a loss of 230. And this is something that's slightly missed. The state is actually subsidising that particular price.
How? If a supermarket, let's look at that example of a bottle of Captain Morgan for a tenner. I can hear loads of people saying, wow, that's brilliant. I wish I'd gotten that.
Well, I'll tell you how the state is subsidising it, Adrian. When the supermarket buys that purchases that from either a wholesaler or from the manufacturer, they reclaim VAT on the price that they paid for it, which we have to assume was higher than the actual price of the excise and the VAT. So they reclaim VAT off the state, but then they pay back to the state the VAT on their selling price, which is less. So in actual fact, the state, you and I, because the state don't have any money if you and I don't give it to them, you and I end up subsidising that. Similarly...
Okay, now that would be a very extreme example.
Okay, well, if you take, for example, I'll give you another example where a major supermarket chain were selling any 6 bottles of wine, you could get an additional 25% off. And on top of that, there was a further €10 off if you used a particular voucher. And if you take those 6 bottles of wine, there was a loss to the store, again before excise and VAT, of just under €1. And again, the state would be subsidising that.
Okay, now, a lot of people will argue that if a supermarket, and it tends to be primarily supermarkets that are offering these very low prices, if they are doing that, the beneficiary is the consumer.
Therein lies the fallacy. Because, yes, the beneficiary of those just buying alcohol is the consumer. But, you know, supermarkets in this country are not known for their philanthropy. And what they actually do is they use alcohol as a loss leader to get you in. Mm. So you're in the store, but very few people just go in to buy alcohol. And what they do then to mitigate their losses on the alcohol is they increase the prices of other more staple products, whether it be milk or bread or nappies or biscuits or whatever. So the supermarkets, they get you in on the basis of the cheap alcohol, and then they actually inflate the other prices so that they, the supermarket, in an overall sense, don't lose money.
Okay, now you represent the Vintners Federation of Ireland, which is pubs. In reality, will minimum alcohol pricing affect prices in the pubs?
No.
No. Because they're already over that minimum level?
Correct.
Okay. So this is primarily aimed at the off-licence trade to stop alcohol being sold at ridiculously cheap prices.
It's aimed at particularly the supermarket trade. The independent off-licences, in fairness, are very supportive of this legislation. It's mainly aimed at the type of what I would call madness that went on before Christmas. And, you know, the supermarkets are the authors of their own misfortune in this, because I suspect that the minister has lost patience with what he saw over the Christmas period and has decided to act.
Okay, so in reality, in a supermarket, I mean, these are kind of ballpark figures, but in reality, in a supermarket, you would not be able to buy a tray of beer for under €30. In fact, it would be closer to €40.
I think the figure would be about €38, roughly.
Okay, whereas, as you said yourself, there was one example of a tray of beer being sold for €20 before Christmas.
Well, they were widespread. It was 24 cans, or a slab of beer, as they're called, were widespread available at €20.
Okay, so that would be around about the €40 mark going forward,
yeah,
and supermarkets would not be able to discount it down to that level.
That's correct.
Okay, so from the pub's point of view, I assume you welcome this because the off-sales trade and selling beer and spirits at that sort of price has harmed your business.
Well, there's two things about it, the first thing is that, you know, pubs generally only have one product to sell, so they cannot discount that product and put it onto other products. It just doesn't work that way. So what has become obvious is that there's a big disparity between supermarket prices and pub prices. But, okay, you're not comparing like with like anyway, because the pub is a total experience compared to buying it and going home and either drinking it in the park or drinking it at home or whatever. That's a very important distinction. The other thing that's important is that alcohol gets a bad press, primarily because of a lot of the abuse of this cheap alcohol. And, you know, publicans depend on alcohol to actually for their living. So they don't want the product getting a bad press because of the kind of antics and actions of the supermarkets.
All right, Padraig Cribben, CEO of the Vintners Federation of Ireland, thank you very much indeed for joining us on 98FM. And I would love to hear from you on this on 6797981. Do you support the minimum pricing of alcohol? What I want you to do is text yes or no to 0877 98 98 98. Now, the government are saying this is nothing to do with revenue. This is nothing to do with making extra money or deliberately pushing up prices. This is to stop supermarkets primarily selling beer and spirits and wines at below cost prices, encouraging people to, as we said, buy 24 cans of beer and get palatably drunk. It would make it a lot more difficult. So the cheaper beer that you can buy for like a euro a can will not be able to be sold for a euro a can. It will be somewhere around 170 or 180 for a can. Let me talk to somebody who is a reformed alcoholic whose voice we have disguised just to protect his identity. And his name is Stan. Stan, welcome to 98FM.
Morning, Adrian.
Stan, tell me, if you will, please, how much your drink problem was created by being able to buy cheap drink?
When I had my drink problem, cheap drink wasn't really an issue. I'm 8 years off it now, so. But it was, you could get it anywhere, obviously. Off licenses, garages, supermarkets, shops. I mean, at one stage you could ring a fella in the middle of the night and deliver it out to you, you know that, right?
Okay, but one of the arguments here is that we have an unhealthy relationship with alcohol in Ireland. I'm sure you would agree with that. And part of the problem is how cheaply you can get alcohol. I remember reading somewhere that you could get palatably drunk for under a tenner.
Yeah, well, I just put the dogs out. Yeah, but it's always been a problem in this country. I mean, we've always associated ourselves with drink. You look at any old films, any old documentaries. I mean, the Americans think we're all a bunch of raving alcoholics. The English, when you do a documentary, it's all about drink, drink, drink. But we've always had it. It's just the culture we've had. Drink is not a bad thing. I mean, if you can control your drink, it's actually not a bad way to socialise. I mean, it's nice to get out with your friends and your people.
Mm.
But some people, it just creeps up on them and then it gets to control them.
Okay, but I assume part of the problem is that you can get drunk, you can develop a drink problem fairly cheaply. That's the point, and that's the point behind this law.
I'm glad I'm not drinking nowadays because I've seen the price of it nowadays. It's pretty ridiculous.
But isn't that exactly the point, isn't that exactly the reason that we need minimum pricing of alcohol?
Oh, you would need minimum price. I don't think garages should be allowed to sell a drink. I don't think the local corner shop should be allowed to sell it. I don't think the supermarket. I think it should be in offices and pubs only. It is a controlled substance. At the end of the day, it's a mind-altering substance.
Okay, so you believe that it's been too free? It's been sold in too many places?
Oh, yeah, you can get it on any corner now, near enough. Pull into a garage now and you can get it, you know.
So do you support the idea of having a minimum price for certain products? So a can of beer couldn't be sold for less than roughly 170 a can, and that includes when it's in a 24 slab, it's still kind of 170 a can. Would you support that?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, it's cheaper to get drunk, to sit in a pub and get drunk, than it is to sit in a pub and drink minerals or non-alcoholic beer.
Okay, so you think the idea of having a minimum price for alcohol where a slab of beer wouldn't be able to be sold for less than about 40 euro, you think this is a great idea?
Yeah. Well, it'd probably stop a lot of younger people drinking at an earlier age and then, you know, developing a problem.
All right, stay there for 1 second. Our telephone number is 6797981. You can text or WhatsApp the programme 0877 98 98 98. Do you support the minimum pricing on alcohol? I'd love to hear from you on 6797981. You can text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98. Now, one of the reasons that the introduction of this has been delayed for the last couple of years, this was meant to be brought in back in 2015, and one of the reasons that it was delayed is that the government wanted to wait until they did the same thing up north and introduced a minimum pricing of alcohol. But because there's been no assembly up north, it hasn't happened up north. So the government have said we're going ahead with it anyhow. John, you think it is about time?
Yeah, I actually agree, Adrian. I have to say, I don't always agree with the government. In fact, I have no time for the government. But on this case, and only this case, I agree with them, absolutely. I think alcohol has ruined too many people's lives in this country. People have become too dependent on it. You have a lot of psychological problems because of it. You have a lot of physical problems because of it. And I think it's time now that they did take the bull by the horns and get rid of it one way or the other. Or make a pricer up that people can't be abusing it and buying cheap alcohol.
And okay, and I gave an example of a bottle of rum in one of the German supermarkets being sold for €12. You could get fairly drunk on that bottle if you've got a drink issue. That bottle would have to be sold for a minimum of €20. So you think that this is good to stop people who have drink issues?
Yeah, and again, Adrian, if you look at alcohol and this cheap alcohol that's being sold, an awful lot of it's sold to scumbags. And if you look at the likes of Ballyferm and all these areas, you're going to have an awful lot of antisocial problems in this. So it's going to cut out that problem as well. So I think, yeah, if you can't afford, if the alcohol has increased, you're going to create an awful lot of medical problems, antisocial problems, and any problem in general. If the only people that will have a problem with this is the ones that will abuse it. Anybody else who doesn't agree, who doesn't abuse alcohol, won't really have too much of an issue around it.
All right, so unless you have a dependency on alcohol, unless you're buying the cheapest of cheap beer in supermarkets and whatever, you won't have a problem with this?
I mean, let's face it, Adrian. How many times have you walked into a supermarket and seen, as you rightly said, 24 cans for €1? I mean, who's not going to buy that? Who's not going to abuse that?
All right, stay there for a second. 6797981 is our telephone number. You can text or WhatsApp 0877 989898. We gave an example a while ago of a bottle of spiced rum was for sale in one of the supermarkets over the Christmas time for a tenner for a bottle. And they would not be allowed to do that anymore. That bottle would have to be sold for a minimum price of around €20. So that would apply to the really cheap own label brands of spirits, the really cheap beers that you can get. It would apply right across the board. Danielle, you were saying that you will do your shopping up north.
Well, you see, I have the choice because I wouldn't personally like just drive up north to get a bottle of Malibu, but I have family up there, so we go visit them regularly. I'm 42, I've got two kids, I don't have a drink problem, but why would I spend €26 on a bottle of Malibu when I could buy it for £10 on a trip up there and then spend the rest of my money on my kids because I don't drink that often? So when I want it, it's in the press. £10 is not €26.
No, it's not.
I was paying Casey there as well. Now, I know there's import taxes when there's different, like, say, wines and stuff, but we had a friend over from America, and she was drinking a bottle of wine called Apotic, I think it is, and it's a Californian wine, and I still much to pay for it over there. $7 over here, it's €15.
Which is a bit of a difference,
all right. Come on, like, you know, they just, it's not just alcohol. I know the conversations about alcohol today, but they take the mick, and they just rip us off 24/7. So personally, I don't get to drink that often. It could be once every 3 months. Well, there's a lot on this year, but normally I don't have a lot on. I don't get to drink that often, but I would not justify, say, €40. I don't drink beer, but say I did. I wouldn't justify €40 for a tray of beer. I'd rather spend €20 on it if I worked, even £15 on it while I was up north. And then whenever the night arose, that other money went on my kids. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, now that is one of the risks. One of the reasons that the government was holding out on introducing this was because the North hadn't introduced it, and they were, the North were planning to introduce it, but they haven't because they've no assembly and all of that.
Yeah.
So it's not happening up north, but we're going ahead with it here anyhow. So in reality, it will mean that down here, a tray of beer will cost €40. Up north, you'll probably be able to get it for £20 or less.
£15.
Yeah.
You get it for 15. Like a litre bottle of Malibu up north where I go, I can get it for €10 or £10. So what are we saying, about €12, €13?
Yes.
Down here, if it's on special, I can get a 70cl for €16, I think it is. But if it's not, if it's full whack, it's between, depending on the shops you go to, but between €23 to €26. Do you know what I mean? So I don't drink that often, so I would pick up a litre bottle, say, every...
And that's even before this minimum alcohol pricing comes
exactly,
in.
Exactly, yeah. So I wouldn't go drink that often. So maybe every second visit I go up, I'll probably pick up one, and I have like two in the press at the minute that aren't open. You know, it's not that I need them there, but I wouldn't justify giving them the money for it if I can and am up there anyway. I'd give it to someone else, because I'd rather spend the extra on my kids, because I don't drink that often. Your man said there that, you know, the only people who will have a problem with it were people who are dependent on it. There's been alcoholics in my family. I understand that, I can realise, but so can betting, so can overeating, so can everything. You know, it's just for the small minority that unfortunately go through it, my heart does go out to them. The vast majority then gets penalised for it. You know, that kind of way. Set up more help centres for them and more ways to help them, rather than screwing everybody for more money. You know, that kind of way.
All right, stay there for 1 second, Danielle. 6797981 is our telephone number. Michael, you're on 98FM. How are you, Michael?
Hey, yeah, Adrian.
Michael, you think this is all about money?
Of course, yeah. The publicans don't care about people's health, and the government just wants.
Well, you see, in reality, it's nothing to do with publicans, because it's not.
But they're moaning about. They lobby, don't they? No,
they're happy. They're happy with this because it doesn't affect the price of drink in pubs. Price of drink in pubs won't be affected at all. It's only in supermarkets.
Affects our customers coming in if they think their customers are getting cheaper.
Well, yes, it does. Yes, and that's why they support this. Yeah.
That's what I don't. Republicans are full of it, and the government. I mean, we're over. See, Ireland's a small country, right? We have a small population, and like in England, you have 60-70 million people, and they can afford to. You know, the money they generate from taxes and what have you is far greater than what we generate. So our government put like a packet of cigarettes over there doesn't cost £10 the way it does over here. Beer doesn't cost that much. Wine doesn't cost that much. The government and like you have to pay to live in your own house in Ireland, and then you've got the VRT on the cars. You mean you can get a car in England, same car like a brand new BMW in England, you can get for $4,000 or $5,000 cheaper.
Hmm.
Like we're being ripped off big style out in this country, and I wouldn't mind.
But you don't see this as
the money isn't coming to us. The money that they take doesn't come to us.
Okay, but you don't see this as a health issue to stop people. I mean, I didn't realise like a bottle of Captain Morgan's was being sold in a supermarket for a tenner before Christmas.
That's just Christmas promotions.
Yes, I mean, but the supermarkets are going to be stopped doing that. They will only be able to sell that same bottle for 20 or 21 euro.
And then they won't sell it. Only people with good jobs or people well off will do it. And, you know, this might sound like a paranoid conspiracy thing to say, but you might drive people to start using drugs or things that they can get on the black market that doesn't cost money to get off their heads. People just want to relax and de-stress. Like, and God forbid that people do go down that path, but this is the kind of thing it will do, because people don't have the money to spend on £20 on a pack or a bottle of Jack Morgan's, you know what I mean?
Okay, so you think that this is all about money, nothing to do with health. Do you not think that there is something wrong, that somebody can get absolutely twisted drunk for less than a tenner?
Yeah, but I mean, why are they getting drunk? People have been getting drunk since the Viking days. I mean, and they'll be getting drunk 1,000 years from now. You know, as long as you can ferment something, you'll have people getting drunk. Like, find out why people are getting drunk. What's going on in society that's driving people to drink? You know what I mean? Because the government are basically just taking the piss out of us, filling us full of nonsense every day of the week. Same with the media. People are driven demented. And now, like, the few things we get to de-stress from this, a few beers or meeting your pals or whatever, and they're driving the price out to the roof. Like, you know, I don't know. I'm just ranting. I don't know what I'm saying.
Mm. All right, stay there for a second. He thinks it's all about money. One last call on this, and that's you, Billy. You're on 98FM. You're a former barman.
Yeah, I was 28 years in the trade. I agree with a lot of that chap says. I'm not really a fan of the government, the past governments or the future governments going forward, but you say the publicans can do a lot of stuff. I don't know who's going to recognise my voice now. I don't really care, so it probably could be refused in a few pubs going forward. They could reduce the pint. Why is it so dear? Like, if you go out with your wife, yourself, Adrian, how much would it cost you to go out for a few normal pints on a Saturday night? Like, you'd easily drop 150 euros, wouldn't you?
You may do, all right. This idea of minimum unit pricing is really aimed at supermarkets selling drink at ridiculously low prices.
Bullshit, as the chap said there, it's just bullshit, because they don't want you. Well, I mean, I like going out myself, but the publicans don't want you staying at home drinking a cheap slab. They want you in their pubs where they can.
But that's reasonable of them, is it not?
Sorry?
Is that not reasonable for them to want that?
Of the publicans?
Is it not reasonable for publicans to want customers back in their premises?
Oh, yeah, but you're going to buy, say, like a slab of Heineken for 20 euros or 24, whatever it would cost. That's 24 cans, 500 mils. Do you know how much a pint is in the pub? It's 5.50, like.
Mm.
So if I had 24 pints, I wouldn't be able to drink 24 pints. I'd drink, say, 15 on a good day. Say 15, then your 15 pints would be, 75 euros and the rest. If I drank 15 in the slab, that'd be 24 euros, and I'd still have a 7 or 8, 9 cans left.
Okay, but you think that the reason the vintners are supporting this is they want people back in the pubs?
Of course, yeah. There's nothing to do. Aidan, you said there's nothing to do. Why did they have to have it so dear? Like today is Monday. If we go up to Milok, why couldn't they go down to Milok and they do a special for 4 euros for a pint, all pints till a certain time? Or there's so many.
Well, pubs still will be able to do that.
But they don't do it.
They don't, but they will be able to do that because they still won't be selling the drink for under the minimum unit price. Anyway, the fact of the matter is that we have to accept that gone are the days of very cheap promotions by supermarkets offering drink at very, very cheap prices. Going to have to get our heads around that. I think, as that lady was saying a couple of minutes ago, this is going to lead to a big problem of people going back up north just for alcohol shopping if it remains the case that they don't have minimum pricing of alcohol in the north. Anyway, thanks very much indeed for all of your calls. This is Adrian. This is 98FM's Dublin Talks.
98FM's Dublin Talks with the Des Kelly Interiors gift voucher for beds, flooring and more. 98FM.